Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Trevor Bauer has had to have thrown his last pitch in baseball for a long time. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. If you read the gruesome descriptions of what the Dodgers pitcher did to the unnamed woman in two so-called consensual encounters, the only way it will turn out is not good for Bauer. I am not arguing the legal standoff that has occurred between Bauer's attorney and the woman who is seeking a restraining order against him. Regardless of the he said, she said that occurred between the two over text messages and social media, Major League Baseball cannot let this guy pitch again, perhaps forever. Bauer's defense sounds like he is from a different century on a different planet. Dirty talk is one thing, but when it results in bodily injury that requires medical care, there is absolutely no excuse. It has been that way, justifiably and correctly, since Ray Rice lost his career as a star NFL running back when caught on security camera beating up his fiancée in an elevator. That was the case that changed everything towards sexual violence in professional sports. Forget that Bauer is considered one of the true bad boys of baseball and that he claims everything that happened was consensual. It won't make any difference with the woman judge presiding over the hearing for a restraining order. Such hearings usually last an hour or two. This one is expected to go for days with a parade of witnesses. In a country where bullying and threats and mistreatment of human beings from all walks of life has been given a new license, a case like this cannot go Bauer's way. If his defense is that she has to be treated the way it's described, then he doesn't have a chance. And after this hearing will come civil and criminal trials that could cost Bauer his career and the $100 million contract he signed with the Dodgers, who have not given him one iota of support, and also signed Max Scherzer at the trade deadline to replace Bauer in the rotation. There has to be public condemnation for this kind of despicable behavior. This case and others like it must strongly revoke the license some people now think they have been given over the last 4 years. This is Archansky. See ya.